Let's read together Proverbs chapter 18, verses 13 through 24. Now, in the second half of the chapter, we have 12 more Proverbs, which are very practical for viewing and living life from the divine perspective. Now, for our background notes, let's consider the subject of lots once again. I say again because back in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33, we read, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." Proverbs 16, 33. And now here in verse 18 of Proverbs 18, we read, "Casting lots causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty apart." Remember that we said in our talk on Proverbs 16 that the drawing of lots was used in Old Testament times by believers and unbelievers alike to make decisions. The difference, of course, was that God's people knew and believed that God sovereignly controlled the results, not fate or chance or the foreign gods. Now, what about the use of lots by the believer today to make decisions? Is verse 18 here teaching that it's okay to flip a coin, for example, when an important decision has to be made? No, I don't think so. It's okay to flip a coin to see which team is going to receive the kickoff in the Super Bowl, or which child is going to get the extra piece of candy. But Proverbs 18, verse 18, is not in the context of games or extra desserts. The context here is about bringing harmony in the area of major disputes between two strong opposing parties. Casting lots causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty apart. The point is that it is better to draw lots than come to blows about a matter when both sides believe that they are in the right. Now, drawing lots would be a form of arbitration in that day. And I suppose it could even be used in arbitration today if all parties were agreed. But what about major decision-making in a believer's life today? Well, in the light of the New Testament, hardly is flipping a coin or drawing lots the way to go in the decision-making process. We mentioned in our talk on Proverbs 16 that after the selection of Matthias as a replacement for Judas in Acts chapter 1, the use of lots for making decisions is never mentioned again in the New Testament. Why not? What significant event took place in Acts chapter 2? Answer: the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So today, the biblical way for a believer to make major decisions in life is not to draw lots, but to be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit through prayer and obedience to God's word, along with the godly counsel of other believers who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Let's move now to our doctrinal point. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 13, "He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him." Get all the facts before you make an authoritative statement. This could save you from embarrassment as well as loss of reputation. How often we say what turns out to be stupid because we didn't wait for all the facts. We just ran off at the mouth in the emotion of the moment. This has to do with judgment calls, decision making, and just plain verbal reaction to events of the day. We've all blown it here and made mistakes in this area. Would you agree? Let's be more careful in light of this proverb. Verse 14, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" You know, there is a true story of a man who endured the cruelty and torture of a German concentration camp, but died soon after his release when he learned that it was his own son that had betrayed him to the Nazis. A person can bear up under all kinds of physical problems when they are strong in spirit, But it is hard to rise above the emotional pain and despair associated with a crushed or broken spirit. What a blessing it is to know the Lord during times of emotional crisis. Verse 15, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Don't ever get to the point in life where you say you don't want to learn anymore. That would be an indication that you are not a wise person. There's always more to learn. Truth is exhaustless. In fact, I think as believers, we will learn forever. In heaven, in our glorified bodies, we will still be finite. Only God is infinite. As finite beings, we will still learn. We can never reach infinite knowledge. Otherwise, it is not infinite. How far is halfway to infinity? Learning God's truth forever is certainly a lot more appealing to me than sitting on a cloud playing a harp. How about you? That idea of heaven, by the way, is nowhere found in Scripture. Verse 16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The Hebrew word that's used for gift here is not the same Hebrew word that was used back in chapter 17 and rendered bribe in some translations, as you remember. The word used here refers to a gift as an innocent courtesy and can refer to gifts other than money. Obviously, even innocent gifts, if not guarded, could be used in the wrong way to manipulate people, to do what is not right. The fact that this Hebrew word can refer to gifts other than money does give a basis for extending this proverb in application to spiritual gifts and talents used in service for the Lord. Use your gifts and talents for the Lord, and doors will open to larger spheres of ministry. How many had ever heard that proverb used in that application? Verse 17, the first one to plead his cause seems right, until his neighbor comes and examines him. Now, this proverb is related to the proverb in verse 13 about listening before answering. But here the context is specifically legal disputes, as the word case makes clear. However, this proverb can certainly be applied to disputes in the church or in the family, children as well as adults. Always hear both sides of the story. In any dispute, there is more than one side. Illustration. A number of years ago, we sponsored a refugee family from Vietnam and helped them get settled here in America. From time to time, disputes would come up between the husband and the wife and between her family and his family, whom we also helped to bring to this country. If we only listened to her side of the story, we were convinced she was right. No doubt about it. If we only listened to his side of the story, we were convinced he was right. And by the way, sometimes we had to do this through translation, all right? They spoke a certain dialect of Chinese, and so we had a Chinese pastor from town that knew English and the Chinese, so sometimes we had to do it through translation. We always had to hear both sides to get the true story. Verse 18. We discuss this proverb as part of our background notes. Verse 19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. Family feuds and disagreements are some of the hardest troubles to heal. It is like dealing with the defenses of a strong city or castle. Verses 20 and 21, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He had to eat his own words is an expression we often use. It is not a Bible verse, but certainly captures the biblical truth that we have in these proverbs. We reap the consequences of what we say, for good or bad. When it's good, it's as satisfying as a feast. When it's bad, It could actually lead to death for yourself or others, depending on what is said, as well as when and where it is said. There is great power in the tongue, for good or evil. Read James chapter 3 in this connection. Verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Now, wives are not being called things here. No, it is the finding of a wife or marriage that is the good thing or blessing here. Because marriage and the blessings that come from marriage are ordained of God. As God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it is not good that man should be alone. Verse 23, the poor man uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. This proverb is not condoning the rough talk of the rich. It is just stating the way life is. Being poor does tend to make you more humble in your requests. And you can expect rough treatment from those who have money and therefore more clout. If you yourself are rich, be careful how you treat the poor and needy. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us to our practical application for the second half of Proverbs 18. Select your close friends carefully. Select your close friends carefully. Verse 24, once again. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Now, let me read another translation of this last verse. A man who has friends may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. As you can see from your different translations, there are two different interpretations for the first part of this proverb. One interpretation is that if you want to have friends, you yourself must be friendly. The other interpretation is that too many friends could lead to trouble because some of them may be unreliable friends or friends for the wrong reason. Well, in either case, regardless of the translation or interpretation, it is better to have one close, loyal, dependable friend that you know will stick with you through thick and thin, rather than many friends who always say, have a nice day, but where are they when the going gets rough? Select your close friends carefully. Now, it goes without saying that the Lord Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and he wants to become our friend. I'm reading from John chapter 15, beginning with verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. From John chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. If you select your close friends carefully, the Lord Jesus will not only be at the top of your list, but he himself will then help you to select your close friends carefully.